He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Hearing from God reveals great secrets. Hearing from God will settle every confusion around you. When light comes, you will have the capacity to see everything. When light shines, your attitude changes. Join us as we welcome the priest of the Most High God, Prophet Isa Elbuba, as he takes us through this time with Jesus with intimacy on Hearing from God.
See. Is open if you want to come to spend time with the Lord. Please just go ahead and begin to worship Him from the hymn that we just sang to the Holy God. Billions and trillions of angels and saints that have gone ahead of us are saying this thing 24 hours. So worship your King, worship your God. My sanctifier, my sweet rock, my testimony, my light, my helper, my eternity, my deliverer. I worship you. I am not worthy of all that you've done for me, all that you're doing in my life, and all that you would do in our life. I worship you, Father. It's a privilege. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, Everlasting Redeemer. Thank you, the Ancient of Days. Thank you, the God of all impossibility. Thank you, the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, thank you, the Lamb of God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory be to your name. 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 My light and my life, my inspiration and greatness. Oh, Daddy, I worship and adore you. I adore you in the name of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we worship. Say with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, this year, I reject every spirit of frustration, financial embarrassment. I reject you. My finances will not enter into the clutches of financial hunger this year. In the name of Jesus, my God and my Father, bring honey out of the rock for me and my family. Let me find the way where men say there is no way. Let me find the way where men say there is no way. My God and my Father, I reject every spirit of frustration in this year. Go ahead and talk to the Almighty God. We pray. Say, Father, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, null and void all the evil words I have spoken against my life, my home, my work, my family, in the name of Jesus. I nullify all negative statements I have made in the past that is affecting my life, recorded in satanic records. Father, in the name of Jesus, I nullify them. Go ahead and pray. Name we have prayed. Say, Father, this year I will not give up. At the age of my miracles, I will never give up. I receive sufficient grace to wait upon the Lord. Go ahead and talk to the Almighty. I receive sufficient grace to wait upon the Lord. I will not give up at the age of my miracles. In the name of Jesus, I will not miss out of my miracles. I will not miss out of my divine visitations. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Say, Father, let every architect of hatred, hostility, and conflict in my house, in the home, be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus, every demonic architect of hatred, hostility and conflict in my house, let them be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, Father, I command every satanic limitation to my health, my finances, my career, my marriage, let them be removed. I command every satanic limitation over my health, finances, marriage, let it be removed right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let all inherited limitations to obtaining good things, wherever they are, every inherited limitation, that says, I will not obtain good things. Father, deliver me from it in the name of Jesus. Depart from the life of my children all inherited limitations to obtaining good things. Depart from me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, arise on my behalf, please, and disgrace every power challenging my destiny in righteousness. My Father, arise and disgrace them. Go ahead and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, let every knee of satanic embarrassment, let them bow. 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 In my Father's house, bow. In my life, bow. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic embarrassment, bow. Go ahead and pray. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Now I'll give you 2 minutes to present your personal desire to the Almighty God. Every word you have spoken yourself in the past that is affecting your life and your family, today in the name that is above every name, I declare them null and void in Jesus' name. This year, you will not give up at the age of your miracles. You will not give up at the age of your miracles. You will not give up at the age of your miracle. Every agent and every architect of hostility in your family, in your life, that is causing confusion in your family, I command them to be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. I command them to be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the power of the Almighty God, every satanic limitations placed on your life that you cannot go beyond this level, today, I command that limitation to leave you and be taken off your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I command it to be removed from your body, removed from your family, removed from your finances, removed from your career, removed from your education, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that you inherited, and it's virtually affecting everybody in the family, today, I separate you from that demonic inheritance. I connect you with godly inheritance. I connect you with godly inheritance. I connect... Limba toko shokore bakashayarada. As I was speaking, I saw light breaking forth. The Lord said to me, you are a different species. Receive your new level in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your new level in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, you will serve the Lord. You and your family will serve the Lord. All the days of your life, God will be at the center of your life. Everything about your life will honor the King of Glory. Your family will enjoy God. You will enjoy God. There will be peace in your family. You will enjoy your spouse. You will enjoy your parents. You will enjoy your children. You will enjoy your grandchildren. You will enjoy your great-grandchildren. It is well with you. Thank you, Father. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let somebody shout the loudest hallelujah to the King of Glory. Thank you, Father. You can rise and go back to your seat as we take a praise unto the Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. We love you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory. Wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Saying amen. Hallelujah.
Blessings and glory.
Yes, Lord. Glory to your name, power and mind, be to the Lord our God, forever and ever, saying amen,
amen, amen,
yeah,
blessings and glory,
glory,
wisdom, thanksgiving,
and
honor.
To the Lord forever and ever.
a lot. He's a lot. Jesus is a lot. Forever is a lot. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus is alive.
He's alive.
Forever he's alive.
Amen. He's alive.
Oh, amen.
He's alive. Jesus is alive.
Forever he's alive.
Amen. Oh, he's alive.
Oh, amen.
He's alive.
Jesus is alive.
Thank you, Father, because I am not serving a dead God. I'm serving a living God. He's alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. He's alive.
Oh, amen.
He's alive.
Jesus,
he's alive. Forever, he's alive.
Amen.
He's alive, alive, alive.
Jesus is alive.
Forever he's alive.
Amen.
Oh, he's alive.
Amen.
He's alive.
Jesus is alive.
Forever he's alive.
Amen.
Oh, he's alive, alive.
Oh, amen.
Oh, he's alive, alive, alive.
Jesus is
he's alive.
The land from Judah to the sea. Though the giant may be on the way to Israel, God will surely give us victory.
We are able to go up and get the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea.
We are able to go up and take off the country, to possess the land from Judah to the sea. Though the giant may be on the way to hinder, God will surely
give us victory.
Victory only
to the righteous side.
Only
to the righteous side.
Only. If you believe what you're saying, you are at liberty to take a prophetic walk.
Move on to the righteous side of God.
Hallelujah.
Move on to the righteous side.
We are able to go and take up the country,
to possess the land from Jos to Lagos. Though the giants may be on the way to hinder, God will surely give us victory. I am able to go up and take the nation, to possess from my Jugurri to Calabar. Though the giants may be on the way to hinder, God will surely give us victory. Victory!
Oh, move on to the righteous side.
Move on.
Move on to the righteous side.
Move on.
Move on. To the righteous side
we go.
Hallelujah. Move on to the righteous side.
Move on
to the righteous side.
Oh, thank you, Father, for the victory that you have given to us. We will conquer every mountain. We will conquer. Yes. Only
move on to the righteous side.
Only
move on to the righteous side.
Only
move on to the righteous side with God.
Hallelujah.
Move on to the righteous side.
Only
move on to the righteous side.
Hallelujah.
Move on to the righteous side with God.
Hallelujah.
Only
hallelujah.
Move on to the righteous side.
To the
move on to the righteous
hallelujah.
Side.
Hallelujah.
Move on. Righteous
side
with God.
Hallelujah.
Move on to the righteous side.
Hallelujah.
Move on to the righteous side.
Hey.
Move on to the righteous side with
Rock of ages, plant for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from the reed, wayside it flow, be of sin, the troubled
yard,
save from God. He's a miracle, miracle, miracle. He's a miracle, miracle God. He's a miracle, oh miracle, oh miracle. He's a miracle, miracle God. He's a miracle,
he's a miracle,
oh miracle, oh miracle.
He's a miracle.
He's a miracle,
he's a miracle,
a miracle,
a miracle.
He's a miracle,
a miracle, God.
He's a miracle,
he's a miracle,
a miracle,
a miracle.
He's a miracle,
a miracle, God.
He's a miracle,
he's a miracle,
a miracle,
a miracle.
He's a miracle God. He's a miracle, miracle, miracle.
He's a miracle,
he's a miracle, miracle God. He's a miracle, a miracle, a miracle. He's a miracle, miracle God. Who is he?
He's a miracle. He's a miracle,
a miracle,
a miracle.
He's a miracle,
a miracle,
God. He's a miracle, a miracle.
miracle. He's a miracle, miracle God. Hallelujah, he's a miracle, miracle.
A miracle.
Here's the miracle, miracle, miracle. He's a miracle, miracle God. Hallelujah.
He's a miracle, a miracle, a miracle.
Jehovah.
He's a miracle, a miracle God.
He's Jehovah Jireh, the miracle God. He's a miracle, miracle God. Who is he?
He's a miracle, miracle, a miracle, miracle, a miracle,
miracle, miracle.
He's a miracle, a miracle God.
Who is he?
He's a miracle, a miracle, a miracle. He's a miracle, a miracle God.
Miracle, miracle, a miracle. He's a miracle, a miracle God. Hallelujah.
He's a miracle,
yeah.
A miracle, miracle, a miracle. He's a miracle, a miracle God.
He made the blind to see. He made the lame to walk. He's the one that created the entire universe. Man has tried to form one, but they could not. God is a miracle worker. He raised the dead from the dead and gave life to the hopeless. Miracle, miracle God. He's the one that made a woman that was so indebted to clear her debts within 24 hours because he's a miracle worker. He's a miracle, miracle, miracle. He's a miracle, miracle God. Who is he?
He's a miracle,
yes.
A miracle,
yes.
A miracle.
Hallelujah.
He's a miracle, a miracle God.
Who is he? To a man by the pool of Bethesda. He has belonged there for years, but the miracle worker changed his story overnight. He came to a woman passing by that had the issue of blood. She went all over the world. Her sickness could not be handled. But the miracle worker showed up, and that instantly healed her of 12 years of affliction. Surely he's a miracle worker. Ah, he's a miracle, miracle, miracle. He's a miracle, miracle God. Who is he?
He's a miracle, oh miracle, oh miracle. He's a miracle,
miracle God. Who is he?
He's a miracle.
Not only read about the people he did in the time past, but I am also a living testimony of the miracle of Jesus in my life. He healed me of tuberculosis. He healed me of stroke. He healed me of all kinds of infirmity. I am alive today because of the miracles of Jesus. That did not just end there. He did a miracle of salvation in my life. He broke the powers of the Queen of Heaven, and He delivered me from the yoke of bondage, translated me into the kingdom of light. What a miracle God we serve. He's a miracle, miracle, miracle. He's a miracle. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God, who deserves the praise of His people. You see that? Today we sang 15 songs of praise. Praise will never cease from the mouth of everyone here. Every day will be a new day for you. Jesus, we worship and adore you. You don't eat food. You don't eat curry. You don't eat rice. No number of cows slaughtered you eat. But one thing you eat is the worship that comes from the depths of your people. And in the praise, you come to inhabit it. Cause our ears and our mouths and our hearts to know, Father, how to worship you aright. For he that praiseth me aright shall see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the restoration taking place right now. We worship you, King of Glory. Lift up your right hand and say with me, my ears will hear what God is saying. In the name of Jesus, I will not be deaf to the sayings of the Lord. My ears will hear what God is saying. In the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 3. God spoke to us. We saw it yesterday. Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you do not know. I will show it to you. And that's what we read in the book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 22. God said, and I will reveal deep things, deep secrets to you. Number four, I said number one, hearing from God through His word will make you to follow God. And then number two, I said it will build your faith to conquer mountains. Number three, hearing from God will reveal great secrets. What others don't know, you will know. Then number four, hearing from God will settle every confusion around you. It will give direction to your life. God Almighty said in His word, in the book of Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21, God said, your ear shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. There are many people that are living in confusion because they've not gotten a clear direction. That's why so many things are passing by. Many are living in confusion. Whether it is concerning marriage, whether it is concerning businesses, there are so many believers that are in confusion. Some are even regretting why they got into the thing. Because there is no clear direction. They don't understand the purpose why they are where they are. They just followed it. They just did it. Got into school. Got into work. Got into marriage. But having no understanding. No direction. But God said, if you can open yourself up to me, I will guide you. And I will give you direction. And you will hear a word saying to you, this is the way you should go. This is the way you should go. You want to have joy and peace, settlement in your life and fulfillment in your destiny. Follow this path. When you choose the path of man and the world, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Is the way of disaster. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. You see the story of Elisha and the widow woman, the wife of a prophet. Her husband was serving God. He was one of the sons of the prophet. He died and left the family with so much problems, so much burden. I don't know what kind of a father that man was. He was borrowing and borrowing and writing whatever he was going to. He was mortgaging the family. He was using his children as collateral. I don't know what kind of a man of God and what kind of a child of God that man was. That's the same thing with many of us in the body of Christ. We pretend to be children of God, but genuinely we are not. Because we are not following the scriptural principles. What are the scriptural principles? A good father does not leave burden on his children, but leaveth good values and virtues and vision, good inheritance. The man died and left the family. And the people came to collect their money. And since the money was not forthcoming, the children were used as collateral. They said, give us the children. Let us take them into slavery. Mortgage the family because the man has no vision. The man has been working as a prophet, but he was a dead prophet. A backslidden man that has no communication with God. You can be called a minister of God. You can be called a pastor. You can be called a worker in church. You can be called whatever. And still not enjoy God because you're outside God's frequency. Was it the will of God for the man to die that way without settling? No, it wasn't the will of God. So the woman now saw the situation and she knew that the man has been following. But the man has not been carrying the spirit of the person that has the answer to his life. So Elisha came around and she cried out to him and said, sir, I know you know my husband. You know my husband to be one of the sons of the prophet. But here is the situation that my husband left since the man died. He left us with too many problems. And you can see these children that we have, they have come to take them away from us. So Elisha said to her, woman, what do you have in your house? That is hearing a voice giving you instruction. Everything you need to settle the challenges of your life is not outside you, it's inside you. Everything you need. She was probably thinking Elisha was going to call the king or call one rich man somewhere to come and give them all the money that is required. No. It does not go that way to settle cases. God does not pity your condition. God accepts your capacity of faith to access the provision that God has given to you. What is in your house? Don't you ever tell me all I am earning is 2,000 naira. And you think that 2,000 cannot solve your problem. You are not hearing. If you are hearing from God, He will turn your 2,000 to solve a problem of 20,000. I have experienced it as a person. So I'm not telling you something that is impossible. My colleagues have asked me how I've been able to accomplish things in ministry. They are richer than me many times. It is not so much of what comes. It is what blessing comes upon it and the direction you get. I have lived on 3,000, I've done well. I've lived on 5,000, I've done well. I've lived on 10,000, I've done well. It is how well you go and how well you do with the small that you have that God will multiply it. The Bible says he gave another one talent. Didn't you know that the man needed 10? He knew the man needed 10. He knew the man needed 20 talent, but he gave him one. He gave another two. He gave another four or five. He gave to each one according to their ability. And then we saw the results that came out and why God multiplied the life of the others and the other person's life remained barren. You can see the reason why people are living in the way they are is because they have not applied what they are supposed to apply properly. Somebody tells me, I'm earning 10,000 naira. I can't solve the problem of my family. My family problem is too much. You don't have any family problem that is bigger than the 10,000. You are the one that added more of the problems to yourself. While with a man that is earning 10,000 naira, go and rent a house of 100,000. While with a man that is earning 10,000 naira, enter taxi, two drops, instead of trekking early in the morning, halfway, conclude the remaining one. What you don't suffer for, you don't enjoy. Why should a man earning 10,000 naira, the man will be eating rice in the morning, rice in the evening, and then preparing chicken in the soup and said, I am a child of faith. God is faithful. All you need is to hear the word and then drop the things you added to yourself. That's the voice. You will hear a voice saying unto you, this is the way you go. How can somebody that is earning 10,000 naira and then the next thing you will do, people are celebrating Christmas, you also want to go and buy new clothes for your children? Are you mad? What is new clothes? Christmas is every day. The birth of Jesus, as I'm talking to you right now, this first week of January, the Greek Orthodox are celebrating their Christmas. 25th was not the day Jesus was born. It was a day dedicated as the birth of Christ. You are only 10,000. Because out of your 10,000, God requires you should make savings. Out of your 10,000, God requires you should pay your children's school fees. What do you have in your house? She was shocked. Man of God, I thought you were going to say something different. What is in your house? And she said, I have a cruse of oil. I have a little oil. He said, all right. God will use what you have to change your story. I pray over everyone here today. God will use what you have to change your story. God will use the talent he has put inside of you to change your story. Thou shalt hear a voice saying unto you, this is the way you should go. And you will find rest unto your soul. We saw God's word coming to Elijah. And God spoke to Elijah and he said, Elijah, even though there is drought, I don't want you to be confused. I want you to relax your mind. I will send ravens that will come and feed you. If Elijah was not sensitive and he sees raven coming, raven? How much can raven take? What is the quantity of food that ravens can take to come and feed a whole adult? Many times we miss out of God's provision for our life because we are seeing this small thing. The moment you already size a small thing, you were doing it out of ungratefulness. And the moment you say this small thing, you have neutralized the power for growth. I will say raven. How much can raven take in its mouth? And it is what the raven will bring to Elijah. Elijah will receive it and eat, and it kept him for months. Lift your two hands, friends. I see a lot of people adding problems upon their life that they don't need. Say, Father, I thank you for the blessing you have blessed me with. This year is a glorious year. Thank you for redeeming me from slavery to ungratefulness. You will hear a word from God saying this is the way it should go. You know, sometimes I listen to people when they come for counseling. I told you something here, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, you know, I've thrown out pity out of the window. I listen to your case. And the reality is that too many people put on themselves burdens they don't need. It's good to be good. But you must understand that everything you do, God will ask of what you use, what you have. The people you see that have, they would have become also people that have not if they live a careless life. The people that have, they have it because they had to deny themselves of certain things. Many years ago, a man, I think he has passed on to glory now, last year or 2 years ago, in just here. Very one of the key ministers of the gospel in this town. You come to my house, I am the one supporting him to sponsor his children to school. I'll give him money to support his rent. So one of these times we were sitting in my house in Rukoba Road and we were eating. So I cut the meat the way I used to do just to make the okras. We sat down, we were eating. I said, Kai, wonderful. Man of God. Hey, you Hausa people. But hey, you people don't eat meat. Oh. You know what he's telling me? There is no meat in your soup. So I look at him, I said, if I am eating the meat you want me to eat, I wouldn't have money to support you. The support you're getting from me is because I also make sure that I don't just eat anyhow. There is a time to kill cow. There is a time to empty fridge. That does not mean that was the way my life was. Today you can be on the mountain. Tomorrow God will allow you to go through the valley. That does not mean that that was the way you started. It's a journey. If you don't know how to make adjustment, you will suffer for life. Lift up your right hand. I want you to say it. It is a year of redemption. Say it with authority. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is a year of redemption. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is a year of redemption. Hallelujah. Hear what God is saying. That's why Jesus was saying, Kana de kunne kuji kaji kaji. Mbaka de kunne kumayare yamakama. Hear what God is saying. Father, I decree and declare over the life of your children, this year will be the best of all year for your children. This year will be the best of all year for their family. This year will be the best of all years. You know, I have seen people, I fed them, paid their rent, paid electricity, paid water, yet they don't have a saving. So it amazes me. You don't pay rent, you don't pay electricity, you don't pay water. And you are getting gifts from people who come around, yet you earn salary. No savings. I remember one of the times I called this young man and said, how much do you have in your bank account? He said, Daddy, I don't have anything. Ah! Where have you been keeping all your salary? I decree over your life, anything that will keep you in the past and place limitation over your life, I command them to be taken off in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me that kind of opportunity. Give me only 1 year. Give me that kind of opportunity in life. I will own a land. I will build a house. I hear you, Lord. There is someone here. The enemies have darkened your brain that you cannot see well. And life, you've been going round it and round it. The Lord said, I should tell you that today marks the end of that bondage. Great things will come out of your life. Great things will come out of your family. Number five, God speaks. When you hear from God, it gives you prophetic insight into the future. Gives you prophetic insight. Nothing takes you by surprise. I am walking into what I know of the future by the mercies of God. Designed everything years back of the things that God showed me about the future. There is nothing happening that is taking me by surprise. Absolutely nothing. Everything is fitting into the schedule of what he showed me in the 80s. I pray over the life of a family here. As a husband, I pray over your life. You will not be a blind husband. I command your eyes to open. How you lead your family determines what becomes of your family. And it is because of the capacity to see into the future. The Bible says, and Abraham saw the foundation and the builder. And he saw a city whose foundation and maker is the Lord. He saw into the future. Man, Abraham never had a child. He didn't even have a child physically. But the Bible says when he saw Melchizedek, he came and offered the tithe of his grandson. He saw Levi. He saw the function of Levi as a priest. Jesus himself said, Abraham, you're talking about, he saw my day. He saw. And that's why he was willing to offer his son as a sacrifice. When you see people making some deadly commitments to God, go check it, what is driving them. I told one of my sons last year, I said, you see, let me tell you the way this life is. There are a group of people, you see them, they are docile, casual, just sitting anyhow. Nothing is pursuing them. There is another person. He's running madly. There is a story that was given. I think it was given by my father. I heard it. It was in Germany. And you know, there is this wall then. And this person found himself on the other side. There was no road, no gate, no opening. And suddenly, while he was there, thinking on how he will escape before the enemies will come on him, he suddenly saw a bulldog. And the dog came wild. And the dog was going to pieces him. So the man looked at the dog, looked at the wall, looked at the dog coming, looked at the wall. It's impossible. I can't cross this. But if I wait here, this dog will kill me. So the man started running. People were saying, what is that? He said, meet me. Before he knew it, he found himself on the other side. They said, how did you jump? I said, I don't know. It was what was pursuing me. You should know the difference between people. It's either what is pursuing you or what you're pursuing after. Don't sit down with people that nothing is pursuing them in life. And they're pursuing nothing. Lift up your two hands to heaven in Jesus' name. Librega dosha krahadaka yosha. Mandrega bokosha kabara. Say, Father, I surrender my spirit. Show me my life. Guide me by your spirit. I surrender for divine guidance. Allah makara bokosha. Everything you see me design
for this family. I saw it. That's why I designed everything from the foundation of our family. I saw. When God said, you're not moving here, you're going to move over to Jos. I saw. One after the other. This is what is going to be. This is what is going to be. This is what is going to be. I saw the future. Nothing is taking me by surprise. If my mom will remember, she came to my house in State Locust, in Jos, in Maiduguri. And we were preparing to leave. I came to her. She was sitting down. And then I knelt beside her. And she said, I came with a gift. She wrapped money in black leather and placed it on my hands and said, my son, what I see more than you have seen before is wealth will be struggling to chase after you. With tears, she said the blessing. I saw. That's why I am strict in my walk with God. I temper with God, I am finished. I mess up with God's principle, I am finished. You know, like Samson telling Delilah when she was asking him, what is the secret of your power? Say this one. It will not work. What is the secret of your power? Say this one. Until finally he said, if you just cut this covenant, I am finished. There is a covenant you don't joke with. You play with it, heaven shuts down everything. Now, God can allow other people to live their life anyhow, but for you, you can't. Because I saw into the future. When I used to sing the song, my papa owns the land, Jesus owns the land. No way for the devil to rule. My papa owns the land. In those days, people didn't understand. They were singing it because it's nice. But I saw that the land does not belong to the devil and does not belong to the agents of Satan. The land belongs to my father and is my own land. See, what you see influences your consecration. What you see influences your commitment. What you say influences your conversation. You can't afford to live a hypocritical life. You can't afford to live a sluggish life. No. That's why there is nobody that is rich in this world that can ever come into my life and walk away from my life and I will shake my head. Because you are not. The secret of my life is beyond human comprehension. And the day I temper with that covenant, I am finished. That's why every day I cry to the Lord, show me mercy and help me by the strength of your power. Lift up your two hands to God. Because some of us are just living what you call short sight. Just now. You don't see into the future. That's why Satan can come and be discouraging you. Satan can't discourage me. Not for one second. Because I've seen the future. Lift up your two hands to God. I'm going to allow you, child of destiny, boy, woman of destiny, you're going to pray one prayer right now. Lord, open the eyes of my heart so that I can see my life. Whether you're a 10-year-old, whether you're a 7-year-old, it doesn't matter. Age is not a matter. God can use you at any point. Know who you are. Come on, rise on your feet. Something is happening here. God said to Abraham, Abraham, can you hear me? He said, yes, sir. He said, leave your father's house. Leave all those things that will keep you. Leave. I'm going to start a new nation with you. I will show you. I will take you to the place. He heard. Leave. I want to connect you with a new dimension of life. Paul said, I confound not with the flesh. Because this matter is a matter of destiny. I am reading the posting of people on my birthday. Mommy called me to remind me of several posting that I needed to reply. Posting. I was reading what people were writing. But excuse me, if I didn't see and acted what I needed to act into the future, that program would have been aborted. Sin influences you as a person. It makes you to lay a solid foundation. Because you can see, why is it that I can't play around? Why is it that I'm not that too social as such as what people call socialism? Can't see me going to restaurants, sitting down eating. You can't see me sitting down with people wasting away. No! My children were born. My wife came into my life. She saw the principle. My children saw the principle. I belt. Because I saw the future. Many have aborted theirs. I can't afford to abort mine. That's why if you want to know where I am, it's either I am here in the office or I'm at home. Or I have gone preaching. I finish my preaching. Whether it is in America, I don't leave 2-3 days later. I enter plane to come back home. Because I know where I'm going. And I know the generations following me. Because you don't know. Because you are blind. You only see now. You live a wasted life. Today you are hot for God. Tomorrow you are this. You are like a man that is moving hot and cold. When you catch the vision of your life, your behaviors will change forever. When Peter opened his mouth to Jesus, I said, no. You're not what you're telling us about your future. No. He said, shut up, Satan, get behind me. If my grandfather aborted his own, not in my own time, I can see the future. If Adam aborted, I will not abort. I am the second Adam. I see into the future. Hearing God, woman, hearing God, young boy, will change your thoughts and actions in your house. Your elder brothers or sisters or your younger ones can behave anyhow. You cannot. Because you know what is at stake. Hearing God. Place your two hands on your head and you're going to pray. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Open my eyes. Pray in 2 minutes. Talk to God by yourself. Kinds of mess in the body. People destroying their dreams and destiny. Marriages crashing and being destroyed because people don't see into the future. Lord, open my eyes. He's a faithful God. He will do it. When you cry out of sincerity, He will show you. Show me me. I decree and declare,
You will stand out in your generation for God. You will stand out for your generation for God. In the name of Jesus. Satan himself will know that that woman is a no-go area. That man is a no-go area. And I have not seen one man that is mad for God, that God has not run mad for that person. I have not seen it. I say I have not. Is it hell? God will give them. Money, God gives them. Favor, God gives them. Faith, God just give them. Just lavish everything. All the men that are addicted to the King of Glory. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, that when the Spirit of truth shall come, he will reveal to you the things of the future. He will tell you of things to come. He will guide you. He is the Spirit of truth. 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 He will guide you. You make mistake, he will flog you. He will beat you. He will say you don't belong to the pigs. Get it right. You say something that you think is like a joke, he will slap your mouth. Why do you talk like that? You don't belong there. There is a glory ahead. I see the glory of the Lord. I see the bright future. I see what nobody can see. My heart is set on what I see. I see a breed of righteousness.
Breed of righteousness.
I see a mighty army run.
I see
the bird of a new Nigeria.
The bird of a new nation.
I see what no man can see. I see what no man can see. I see what no man can see.
I see
a blessed family. I see a glorious home.
A glorious home.
I see a generation of preachers.
Generation of preachers.
Standing out for God.
I see
a new person.
I see
the glory of the Lord. What seest thou? What
I see.
Do you see
what no man else can see? Yeah.
what? See it down.
I see.
What you see will influence the sacrifice you will make. What you see will lead you to crucify yourself. What you see will sanctify you from the ground. What seest thou? Elijah said to Elisha, "Hear now, what do you see?" He said, "If you see." Elisha was patient. He was teachable. He was moldable. He was learning the steps of his new father. Other people came to influence him, but they couldn't. Because there was something he was seeing they didn't see. He knew one day, I will be the national leader in this country. Today, I am a servant serving. I see. Even when Elijah said to him, "Stay, don't follow me again." He said, "Daddy, your leg, my leg. Your feet, my feet." Because there was something he saw. Finally, Elijah said to him, "What do you see?" "What you can see. If you can see, you will get the double portion." Joshua saw what nobody, not even Caleb, saw. Joshua saw. When Moses would climb up on 40 days fasting, Joshua would have been eating under the camp, in the camp, behaving anyhow. But now he saw. He saw. He saw. He saw. He saw. He saw. He was a young boy. He saw. He was a young man. He saw. He had a young family. He saw. And he attached himself. If Moses is on the mountaintop waiting, he's also at the bottom of the mountain waiting. Finally, years later, God said, "Moses, I'm about to call you home. There is only one man that has your spirit. Lay your hands on him." And the Bible says, and the Lord took up the spirit of Moses and laid upon Joshua. From that day, go and read your Bible. From that day, the Bible says, powers naturally began to bow. Forces. God said, "And no man will be able to stand before you." I see. Young lady, you are young. I know you are young. I know your body is desiring friendship, boys. I know social media. I know. But what do you see? Esther saw. Esther, when she heard, she saw. And she said, "Daddy, if I perish, I perish, but I will stand out." I see
the future.
I see
a new me.
I see the glory of the Lord.
I see
a new me. Woman, you will not be crying over the loss of your husband or over your family. If you see what is awaiting you in the future, you will prepare and package yourself. Like Ruth, she saw. Even though she lost husband, she lost everything, but she saw what nobody could see. In the life of Naomi, her mother-in-law, wretched, and all of that, but she could see the future. In this woman lies
generational destiny. I will follow you. Your God shall be my God, and your people shall be my people. The end of the result. Ruth became the great grandmother of Jesus. She saw what you see. I see a new me. The altar is open. If you want to come and talk to God, come to the altar and talk to the Almighty for your own life.
I see. I see. What all men else can see. I see.
I will be with you. What do you hear? If anyone hears, I stand at the door. Woman, if you know what God is about to use your children to do, you will think differently. Anna heard what nobody heard. Anna saw what nobody saw. And out of her came forth a mighty prophet that the nation of Israel never had a second type of. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. Surrender to the Lord. Surrender to the Lord. Go back to your first love. Go back to your original love. Go back to your first love. Go back to your first love. Hey!
What no man else can see. I see a new world.
Jesus man.
I see.
God is man. I am the Prince of Peace. I will give you the peace that the world cannot give you. The cattle upon a thousand belong to me. I am the maker of the heavens and the earth. Long life is with me. I will give it to the one that I am pleased with. I can make you rich in a second. I can take away whatever infirmity. I am God. I'm not a man. I am not the son of a man. I am God. I am God. I am the one that killeth and I am the one that maketh alive. If I don't make you, no man can. And if I want to make you, I will command men, and men will. Even when men don't like you, they will. Wake up, ye that have slumbered. Wake up, mighty men. Wake up, sleeping giants. Wake up, complacent women. Wake up, daughters of Zion. Can you not see that your redemption draweth near? Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, establish your presence in every life. Breathe the breath of heaven. Breathe your breath into every heart. Breathe the breath of God. Lord, I present these men and women on this altar. I dedicate their lives to you, Jesus. That flesh that is their enemy crucified. Flesh, so that the Spirit can find His expression. Oh heaven, let the glory of heaven cloud every family, cloud every family, cloud every life. Lord Jesus, it is your ultimate desire to use us to boast. It is your ultimate desire. To use us to boast. Have you not seen my child? Have you not seen my daughter? I pray tonight. Bring everyone, oh God, to the place of sin. Father, separate this man today. Father, separate this woman. Lord, I pray that the energy, the hunger that is lost
The hunger that is eating deep within, that is gone. Restore that hunger like never before. Let it burn throughout their lives. There is no alternative to you. Lift up your two hands wherever you're kneeling or you're standing. I'm going to pray for us and bless us. Father, I thank you in the name that is above every name. I pray for your wonderful sons and daughters. Your word has come forth expressly from your throne. He that heareth when I knock and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him. Father, whatever has kept you outside, today, let that door open for you. Lord, I pray today, invade that family. Take over every family here. Take over every home here. Take over every light here. Father, I pray against the nature of darkness. I command that nature of darkness, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. My God. Anything in this life that do not reflect your nature, uproot it. Uproot it! Uproot it! In the name of Jesus! Father, I pray, whatever will make anyone here to look back like lost wife, I command a total deliverance in their lives. While others are running to their destiny, you will not become a pillar of salt. People will not be overtaking you. I decree and declare, you will get to your destination. You will get to your destination. My God, I ask for your mercy. Some of the people here started the journey very well, but somewhere along when they were almost getting, they turned back. Turn back to the old vomit. Turn back to the old life. Turn back to the things that you told them never to do it. I am pleading in the year of redemption. Mercy speaks. Father, let mercy speak over your sons. Father, let mercy speak over your daughters. Let mercy speak over every home. In the name of Jesus. Father, heal their family. Father, heal their work. Father, heal their finances. Father, heal their relationships. Restore every home to their first love. Restore every man and woman to their first love in you. Oh, Father, there is no way you can come to eat in a man's house and the house will not experience change. I pray this year, Father, enter every home here. Settle in that house. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I worship you. Holy Spirit, I adore you. Holy Spirit, I give you the praise. I will give you one more minute, sir. I will give you one more minute, ma'am. I will give you 1 minute for you to worship the Lord for bringing you to your original place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. You can rise on your feet, please. And go back to your seat and we'll take this hymn and close the service. We'll take the testimonies tomorrow by the mercies of God. We'll take up the hymn we heard, Holy, Holy, Holy. Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise today. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 SS and S, number 22.
Lord, I adore. Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Oh, thank you for your mercies upon our lives. You are holy. Thank you for opening our eyes. Jesus.
See me immediately after the service.
Said, I am lifted. I am lifted by His power. Out of sin and sorrows into the presence of the Lord. Are you lifted?
I am lifted. I am lifted by the Lord. Out of sin and sorrows into the presence of the Lord.
We've been lifted. We've been lifted. We've been lifted by the Lord. Out of sin and sorrows into the presence of the Lord. Are you lifted?
I am lifted. By the Lord.
Out of sin and sorrows.
Out of sin and sorrows into the presence of the Lord.
Lord, we lift the beauty. We lift the beauty. We lift the beauty.
Above every other name.
Lord, we lift the beauty.
Lord, we lift the beauty.
You from the living word of God in Psalm 20. The Lord heard thee in the day of trouble. Amen.
The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. The Lord send thee help from the sanctuary. The Lord strengthen thee out of Zion. The Lord remember all your offerings and burnt sacrifices. The Lord grant unto thee according to thy own heart. And the Lord fulfill all thy counsel. We will all rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. For the Lord will fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the seven strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And therefore they are brought down and fallen. But we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call and say amen three times in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Father. Therefore, we decree and declare God is God and army marching through the land. Deliverance is our song with healing in our hands. Everlasting joy with gladness in our hearts. In this army, I have got a part. God is God and army marching through the land. Deliverance is our song with healing in our hands. Everlasting joy with gladness in our hearts. In this army, I have got a part. God is God and army marching through the land. Deliverance is our song with healing in our hands. Everlasting joy with gladness in our hearts. In this army, I have got a part. The army of the Lord. The army of the Lord, the army of the Lord is marching on. Amen. Share the grace with one person. See you tomorrow at 3:30.
Sure you have been blessed by this message. You can connect with us for more on hearing from God or download more messages using these links. audiomax.elbuba.com isaelbuba.facebook.com or youtube.elbubatv.com